Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike LaValliere. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rod Bolton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Cora reaches second base with a double. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cora scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pasqua scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike LaValliere is at the plate with a count of 1-2. LaValliere hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Jackson trying to get to home. Anderson throws the ball into Hoyles, who tags Jackson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Johnson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reigns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reigns strikes out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cora. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Baines moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Reigns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Reigns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lavalier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cora. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cora. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Hewlett applying the tag. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Schwartz now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Segui moves to second. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Segui moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Segui scores. Hewlett moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Orioles. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. McLemore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gielen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lavalier moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lavalier moves to third. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cora bunts towards the mound. Poole fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillon moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Sachs now playing right field. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Baines reaches second base with a double. Damon Buford pinch runs for Harold Baines. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford scores. It's 11-3, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. David Segui, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sachs. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Hoyles scores. Segui moves to third. It's 13-3, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Segui scores. Anderson moves to third. One out. It's 14-3, Orioles. Harold Reynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 15-3, Orioles. Mark McLemore, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 15, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Pennington now pitching. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Mark McLemore now playing third base. Tim Hewlett now playing shortstop. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Craig Griebeck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Griebeck takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. Tim Raines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Karkovice scores. Griebeck moves to second. It's 15-5, Orioles. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cora strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Griebeck scores. Raines moves to second. It's 15-6, Orioles. Todd Froworth now pitching. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.